Friends, welcome back. Our subject, production and operations management, and the next chapter is chapter number 8, which speaks about production technology. Today, automation projects are initiated not just for labor cost savings, but also for improved product quality. Fast production, fast delivery of products, increase product flexibility. What is flexibility? Ability to vary the production quantities, ability to reduce the production timings, because customer wants more quantity in shorter possible time. So ability to provide this production in time is called flexibility. So today, automation projects are initiated for all these things. Automation refers to technique of operating or controlling a production process by electronic devices. You are knowing to some extent this subject. Reducing human intervention to the minimum. More work is being done by electronic devices. Human intervention is minimum. Automation is application of electronic digital computer control systems, which not only read the individual measurement devices, but also analyze, reach a decision, and adjust to proper settings. All this. In practice, automation may assume three distinct forms: integration, feedback control, computer technology. And this chapter is dedicated to automation. Now, I will explain one by one. What is integration? Integration involves processes in which the finished product is moved automatically, untouched by human hands, from one stage to another. Integration is finished product is moved automatically, untouched by human hands, from one stage to another. So automation does this integration. Example of integration is oil and chemical industries handling liquids, gases, powdered goods. Then after integration, the next is feedback control. I will explain to you what is this feedback control. Feedback control is mainly an electronic process by which any error or diversion of the machine from a planned performance is automatically corrected. So integration, feedback control. What is feedback control? An electronic process by which any error or diversion is automatically corrected. For example, controls called servo mechanisms are highly developed in chemical industries. Servo mechanism. Then, after integration and after feedback control, next is the computer technology. Depends on the use of electronically operated machines capable of recording, capable of classifying information, and when required, drawing conclusions from this information. Automation and mechanization. Some people confuse between these two words, automation and mechanization. Mechanization replaces muscle power, but it doesn't eliminate the labor itself. Labor is still required. For example, a pressure cooker. For example, a bicycle. It replaces muscle power, but not the labor itself. That is mechanization. But in automation, all the aspects of manufacturing are carried out by computers, and human element is reduced to minimum. So that is the difference between mechanization and automation. Sometimes people use both the words using same meaning. It has some difference. Some people use rationalization as a word along with automation, but there is a difference. Rationalization refers to doing things on rational and scientific basis, but it does not involve replacement of labor. It does not involve replacement of labor by machines. Automation may be applied to manufacturing, yes, insurance, banks, wholesale or retail distribution, communications, educational institutions, everywhere automation can be applied. A firm working with seasonality, where short runs of varying attempts or where skilled operators lead the machines. Okay, there automation may not be possible. In case of a firm working with seasonality, where short runs of varying attempts or where skilled operators lead the machines, okay, automation may not be possible, but in all other cases, automation is possible. Various aspects of automation are machine attachments, like grinding attachment, numerically controlled, that is NCC machines, CNC machines, DNC machines, robots, automated QC inspection, automatic identification, AIS, automated process controls. So I have made a table in which I have explained these aspects. I will read the table. Machine attachments, machines that reduce human effort with machine effort and typically perform one or more simple operations like grinding, magazine feed attachments, quick cutting devices, lathes, vibrating hoppers with scales that drop charges or chemicals into containers. These are the examples of machine attachments. I am discussing various aspects of automation. Next is NC, that is numerically controlled machines. Machines programmed through microcomputers with control systems that read instructions and translate them into machine operations. Machines settings are achieved by control system. Lathes, boring machines, tire building machines, such machines, numerically controlled machines are available. Then robots. What are robots? General purpose, reprogrammable, multifunction manipulators, machines that weld. Robots can weld, machines can paint. Robots are able to paint, assemble, inspect for quality, transport and store. So robots are available. Then automated inspection. Automated machines that perform part or all the inspection, sort out good and bad, take decision about good or bad. Electronic circuit checks, computer driven function checks are available. Then automatic identification systems, AIS. What are AIS? Automatic acquisition of product data for entry into computer. Barcodes. You all know about barcoding. Radio frequencies, magnetic strips, optical character recognition, machine vision data entry for shop control, inventory counting. For these AIS, automatic identification systems are used. Then next is automated process control. Computer systems that receive data on production process and send adjustments to process settings, automatic process setting. Use of sensors to measure the performance of processes. Control systems for rolling mills, calendars in plastic film processing. Then we know CAD, computer aided design. It is the use of computers in interactive engineering drawing and storage of designs. CAD program completes the layout. Sectional views of a part which is required on the engineering drawing and its relation with other parts. Then after CAD, it comes CAM, computer aided manufacturing. It is connected with automating the planning and controlling of production. It controls the machine tools on the shop floor. The machines perform a variety of operations and receive instructions from a computer on the sequence and specification of the operations. Then there are automated flow lines. Several automated machines are linked together by automated parts transfer and handling machines. Then there are automated assembly lines. Automated assembly machines are linked together by automated materials. Automated material handling equipment is used for that. Then FMS, flexible manufacturing systems. It contains several workstations, each geared to different operations. Workstation machines are automated, they are programmable. Then automated storage and retrieval systems, ASRS, systems meant for receiving orders for materials from anywhere in operations. For example, there is an internal grinding operations department. From there, they get the orders. Okay? Collecting and delivering the materials to the workstations. For example, the moment they get orders, the material is delivered to the grinding department. That is ASRS, automated storage and retrieval systems. The technology of automation is very important. It is required for the business to remain in the business for a longer time, to improve the productivity, but it poses several issues. Yes, it is not easy. It poses several issues. The major areas requiring decision are, can I go for high-tech, mid-tech, or low-tech production? What is the issue? Building manufacturing flexibility. What is manufacturing flexibility? That means whatever quantity is required by the customer. For example, our average production is 200 pieces per day. Suppose customer suddenly wants 500 pieces. Ability to give the production to him in time is flexibility. So we have to build manufacturing flexibility. The following machines make the manufacturing system flexible. NC machines, robots, automatic QC inspection, AIS, automatic process controls, automated assembly systems, FMS, ASRS, all that what I have told already, they improve the manufacturing flexibility. But justifying automation projects financially, as far as the payback period is concerned, as far as net present value is concerned, as far as internal rate of return is concerned, then deciding among alternatives. Economic analysis, rating scale approach, relative aggregates to scores, managing technological change, master plan, risk in automation, very difficult to decide. There are advantages of automation. Definitely, when we put so much money into automation, we must have some advantages. Increased output, definitely. Increased productivity, improved quality, uniform quality, consistent quality, reduced cost, fewer accidents, that means more workplace is more safe, better production control, better flexibility. Dangerous and unpleasant tasks are handled by robots, so less hazards to human beings. But along with advantages, there are disadvantages. Heavy capital investment, which is very difficult to explain. Then displacement of labor, which will not be liked by the people, you know. Then when there is no automation, there is a human touch. There is an employee suggestion. The benefit is there. When there fully automated machines are there, that benefit of employee suggestion is lost. Somewhere the human touch is lost. Yes, tighter specification may be needed. Cost of supply failure increase. Slack season is disastrous. Huge investment and slack season. No production. Huge machinery is idling. So definitely there is loss in profit. Dehumanization, as I have said, problems of developing countries are also there. But my friends, factories of the future will have stress on high product quality. Customers' needs are changing. They are becoming more stringent, more tighter. Stress on high product quality will be there in future. Customer is not going to accept bad quality. He is not going to accept substandard quality. Very clear. So factories of the future need automation. Then greater emphasis on flexibility. Flexibility means whatever quantity customer wants in whatever time he wants, we must be able to supply. We cannot say that we don't have that much capacity. So in the future, there is going to be stress on high quality. There is going to be stress on greater flexibility. Customer orders will be executed and delivered, have to be delivered faster. Fixed cost will become variable. Variable cost will become fixed. CAD/CAM will be the basis for product design. We cannot have our old methods of designing. CAD/CAM, such methods will come mainly. CAD/CAM will be the basis for product design and process planning. Factories of the future will have better maintenance, better quality, engineering, management of technology change, software development and maintenance, robotics and automation projects will become mainstream activities of the organization. This is going to happen in future. We cannot forget that future is there in front of us. So we have to be ready for the factories of the future. Factories of the future will have digital computers as driving force. My friends, computer integrated manufacturing provides shared data for engineering design, manufacturing engineering, factory production, information management. And hence, we have to be prepared for the factories of the future, and automation is the base for those factories in the future. Thank you.